The Brazilian ranchers who own the world's most costly cow call her Viatana 19. The large white cow is valued at over $4 million. At 1,100 kilograms, she is about 2 times the weight of most cows of her kind. Viatana 19 is protected by security cameras and a guard with a gun on the ranch in Uberaba, a town in the central Minas Gerais state. Her owners will not sell her for meat, but they hope Viatana 19 can be the start of a long line of super cows. Those cows will go on to have calves, or baby cattle. As time goes by, many of Viatana 19's relatives will be raised for meat. Any rancher who wants to buy one of Viatana 19's eggs must pay $250,000. They combine the egg with the reproductive cells, or sperm, of a top bull, hoping the resulting animal will be the start of a ranch filled with valuable cattle. Viatana 19 and the other cows and bulls are considered elite, or among the very best in the world. We're not slaughtering elite cattle. We're breeding them, and at the end of the line, going to feed the whole world, one of her owners, Ney Pereira, said. Viatana 19 is elite because she quickly puts on muscle and size. Lorani Martins is an animal doctor and Pereira's daughter. She said, many of the cows that have come from her genetic line have done the same.
She is the closest to perfection that has been attained so far, she said. Since the early 2000s, cattle ranching has grown into one of Brazil's top industries. There is even a cow channel on the Globo television network. The nation carries out high-level research into the genetics of cattle and does more in vitro or laboratory fertilizations than any other country. Viatana 19 is an example of Brazil's success in the beef industry. She has 3 owners now. The most recent owner joined the other two at a cost of $1.3 million. Guinness World Records said that partial sale was the most ever for a cow.
About 80% of the cattle in Brazil are from the Zebu subspecies, a sort of cow that first came from India. Viatana 19 is part of the Nelore breed within the Zebu group. Most of the cows in Brazil are Nelore. The cows from India came to Brazil in the late part of the 1800s. The cows did better in the hot climate than those who came from Europe. Brazil exported more than 2 million tons of beef in both 2022 and 2023. Much of the beef goes to nations like China, whose economies have grown in recent years. Agriculture and cattle ranching are important in Brazil. The country has 230 million cattle. President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva wants new markets for his country's products. Last month, he met with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. Japan produces the famous Wagyu beef. But Lula invited the Japanese leader to taste Brazilian beef on his next visit.
In April, Lula's tour of Brazilian beef continued. He visited one of the 38 meat processing centers in his country that are authorized by China. He said Brazil will bring in billions of dollars by selling beef to China. Lula also said Brazil's beef industry is free of foot and mouth disease, which affects cattle. The World Organization for Animal Health might recognize Brazil's status in August. Every year, Oberaba has an event called Expo Zebu. It is the world's largest festival for zebu cattle. People wear clothes associated with rural America, baseball caps, boots, and blue jeans. They listen to country music that started in the United States. Ranchers come from all around the world, including Indonesia and Zimbabwe, for the cattle show. The biggest auction is Ilo da Raça. This year, it took place on April 28th. One rancher in attendance was Arthur Lira, a well-known congressman in Brazil. He planned to sell a three-month-old calf. He said the auctions present the best of what each person has. When the cows are sold, their genetics move around the country and around the world. Some of the cows shown at the event are clones. That means they are genetic copies of other cows. One such cow is Dona. She was at the show with three clones. The four cows were purchased for $3 million because they produce so many eggs. The announcer called them a factory. Cows like Dona and Vietna 19 are cloned in a building not far from the auction area. Scientists take the cow's DNA from their tail hair and use it to create genetic copies. The DNA is used to create embryos, and they are put in the uteruses of surrogate mothers.
Paulo Sarantola is a director with a genetic company called Genial Animal Genetics and Biotechnology. He said, "The surrogates are rental bellies. There are about 500 of them in a field. Not all of the calves will survive," he said. "Some will have to be killed because of genetic problems." Sarantola said clones of Vietna 19 are to be born soon. Grant Vasberg is a rancher from Texas who has visited Brazilian auctions. He said, "Even if the famous cows produce lots of children and lots of clones, there are problems." He said, "Vietna 19 is poison for the industry. We still need cows to be efficient on grass," he said. "That's how you feed the world." Pereira, however, said that Vietna 19 only gets special treatment to increase the production of egg cells. He said she would do well if she just lived like other cows. Pereira and his daughter are still working to spread Vietna 19's DNA around the world. Her egg cells have been sold to ranchers in Bolivia, and he wants to sell them in the Middle East and the U.S. "If she is the best in the world, we need to share her around the world," he said. I'm Dan Friedel.
And I'm Gina Bennett.